All right. And the question on the table is not how many electors, because you are right, Sophia, the number of electors is based on what you just said. That's the number of electors that your state contributes to the Electoral College. The question on the table is how are they selected or elected in your state? Let me know, please. Anybody can say.
I think that they are elected by the mayor and the city council and members.
Well, you know, that's a good guess. Let's see if you can find some verification for that. Sophia, what is your question? Well, I'm saying how are they selected? New York sends how many people to the Electoral College, okay, for the state of New York? I want you to answer that. And, of course, you know you can get that by adding the number of representatives with the number of senators, and that's the number of votes that New York will have in the Electoral College, okay? Now, I want you to, based on that, tell me how they are elected or selected, those people who go and actually vote. All right, so Nasha, what did you find? Would you interpret this for me?
Okay, I found here that the political parties actually select the electors. That's what it says in this paragraph, is that they're selected by the political parties.
All right, let's break it down. The political parties, or independent candidates, who would be in that category? In each state, submit to the state's chief election official. Okay, so let's find who is your state's chief elected official. All right, we want to answer that as we go along to follow Nasha's finding here. A list of individuals who are pledged to their candidate for president and equal to the number of the states. So now, let's say the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and the Green Party, the parties we've been studying, although there's some other independents, as Ayanna found out, there are like bunches of people running for president. But let's say they're the two major ones that the news covers, and we've also included the Green Party. So do each one of those parties submit? RD says there are 52. Wait a minute, RD. You said there are 52 Mississippi state senators. I'm not interested in the state senators. I'm interested in the U.S. senators. I'm glad you know that about the state senate. That's interesting. But we're talking about the U.S. Senate. How many are you just throwing that in? Because I think you already said two. Okay. So, RD, what's the number of electoral college votes does Mississippi have? Okay. So now the question here is the political parties each submit to the state's chief election official a list of individuals pledged to their candidate for president and equal in number to the state's electoral vote. Usually, the major parties select these individuals either in their state party conventions or through appointment by their state party leaders, while third party or independent candidates merely designate theirs. So it says, the second sentence is that usually the major political parties select these individuals, okay? So these individuals are selected, usually, okay? Either in their state party conventions, okay? So each state has a Democratic Party convention for Mississippi, Democratic Party convention for California, Republican Party convention for California, or Green Party convention for Georgia, for example. So it either selects them at the party convention, usually, or through appointment by their state party leaders. Again, these are not the elected officials, okay, necessarily. What is a state party leader, okay? And then third parties and independent candidates merely designate theirs. And it's interesting because the first part of the sentence is still where they designate theirs, but it's just a different process. The couple of questions that are on the table based on this to understand this second sentence, okay? And that is, who are the state's chief election officials, okay? And does each party submit the total? RD, you found for me how many does Mississippi send to the Electoral College? I don't want a link, son. I want you to type in the text chat the answer to the question, please. Okay. Hello, Ife. Nasha, I know you put it in. Would you put that in again for Ife, please, since you already have it loaded up? Ife, the question on the table. I want you to type the answer to the question. I don't want a link. Okay. You give me a link after you've answered the question, son. And that is, how many electoral votes does Mississippi have? All right. Now, the question, the reason I'm asking that question is it says, according to what Nasha just re-put in the text chat, in the first sentence, all right, that each political party submit to the state's chief election official a list of individuals pledged as their candidate for president and equal in number to the state's electoral vote. So does that mean that the Republican Party submits, okay, California, we discovered last week, submits how many? 45 or is it 40? I think it's 40. I mean, excuse me, 55. Is that right? Ayala and Ayana, 55. Okay, I want you to be specific now. I want you to know. Okay, great. All right, so does the Democratic Party submit 55 and the Republican Party submit 55? I mean, if so, then we have another problem. Okay, so does each party submit 55, for example, for the state of California? Or, again, Ariana, Desiree, Ife, you're in Georgia. You'd be experts. So total six electoral votes, all right? Now, of course, RD, that means you can verify then that there are four U.S. representatives from Mississippi and two senators. Is that correct? All right. So does the Republican Party submit six delegates for consideration? And does the Democratic Party submit six names? And does the Green Party submit six names? Okay, I just want to break this down so that you can understand what Nasha put here. Okay. Now I want you to really understand that we're whenever we get a sentence, we just want to break it down, make sure we understand it. All right. Now, that's one question that's on the table. All right. Let's go to the second sentence. Usually, the major parties select these individuals. Okay. So the second sentence has to do with how are they selected. Okay. Usually, the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or the Green Party select these individuals at their state conventions or through appointment by their state party leaders. Okay. And then third party candidates designate theirs. Third party and independent candidate. Okay, so the candidates themselves, if they're independent, they don't have a party selected. They said, okay, I want this. So now does each one of the candidates, the Republicans, Democrats, third party candidates and independent candidates, do they designate all of theirs to the Electoral College? So we've gotten one part. We've gotten usually some names are submitted, but we still have some questions. Let's see if we can find out the answer to the questions, both generally in your state. Okay. All right. I need to know for the state of Georgia the number of electoral votes, and then also for New York so that we know what we're dealing with. And we have a couple of questions on the table. And I want you to do some research now, right now. Let's do it together. What is let's see here. Of course, you need to know the electoral. Votes for. You need to know. Okay, so if all parties submit names, how are the final ones selected? That is, if there are only six in Mississippi, if there are only 15 in Georgia, thank you, Ariana, if there are 55 in California, and as soon as Sophia tells me, I'll be able to say New York. But let's take the 15 in Georgia. If the Democratic Party submits 15 names, and the Republican Party submits 15 names to the election official, then, you know, how are they selected? Because that means that's 30 names. It doesn't have 30 electoral votes. All right, I'm going to get off the mic right now, and let's see if we can find out. Let's take 5 minutes to do some research. Everybody, do your best. 5 minutes, and you don't have to wait 5 minutes. Anything you find, you got the questions that are typed in front of you. One question is, who's your chief elected official? Another one is, let's get clear about how the electoral college folks are selected or elected in your particular state. All right, does everybody understand the assignment? Annie or Debbie? All right, Ariana, go to it. Thank you. All right, Ife, great. I'll repeat it. Everybody understand the assignment? Annie or Debbie?
Did I
what now?
I can't hear you, Bobby, listening to my mom.
Submit names, yeah, how the final one.
Yes, I see there's a delay. Now, if we need to, we may have to resort to our alternative classroom for this morning. All right, so let's try it, okay? Everybody, save your text chat, or at least cut and paste it. We'll put we'll go to the our other classroom, see if it's a problem. If it persists, if it is, it means it's something on your end. But let's everybody right now save your text chat, log out, and let's come back in the room that says Comprotax Conference, okay? The room that I sent you yesterday. Sophia, you have that room? Does everybody have that? All right, log out.